大家晚上好。
Very good. I'm going to move a couple things around here. There are a pair of drumsticks here, and I don't need drumsticks for the message tonight.
So 我不需要这个打鼓的这个棒。
Very good. Well, we've had an interesting week in my home, and I thought we might, I might share some pictures of our newborn baby girl with you tonight. Is that okay? All right. Very good. So let's go ahead, and I'm gonna talk us through it a little bit. And introducing our new baby girl, Emily Mackenzie Franklin Smith. Thank you. You did good. And she was born on May 10th at 11:59. She just barely squeaked in there before the 11th. She weighed 7 pounds, 4 ounces, and 20.5 inches. And let me talk to you about her name, because we really wanted to make sure her name, you know, meant a lot to us. We really liked the name Emily anyway, and but when we looked it up, it meant industrious woman, and that really connected with us, because as she grows older, we want her to be industrious in life and for Christ, and so that was that really connected with us. And we liked Emily really from the very beginning. Once we found out it was a girl, we really liked the name Emily. And then Mackenzie is Barb's grandmother's maiden name. And Barb's grandma was influential in her spiritual development. And Mackenzie was also a first name possibility that we had. And so it worked out really well that we could bring that name into her name. And it's kind of a long name, but Emily Mackenzie. And then Franklin, in honor of Barb's late dad, Frank. And we tried to figure out how to honor him with his name, but his name's Frank. And so we weren't going to give a girl, you know, the name Frank. And so we made up a name, Franklin. And the L-Y-N, we just kind of figured it was feminine. And so that's what we did with that. And then, of course, Smith is, I get the only part of that, Smith. And but there she is crying. That was day one. And the next one is she's wide awake. And she's very, very alert. So we're really excited about that. And then we're big football fans. And there's her little Steelers outfit right there. So good old Pittsburgh Steelers. They'll win it next year. They didn't win it this year, but they'll win it. And then the next one and last one is us. And so there's Barb and Emily and myself. And so we want to thank you for your comments and your prayers as well, as we've journeyed the last few months in preparation for this week. And we need to recover on some sleep, I'm afraid. But we're excited to have a baby girl in our midst here. So anyway, do you want to translate all that or no? Or okay, all right, very good. Well, listen, I've been in a series out of Acts chapter 2 over the last few times that I've spoken, and tonight I want to continue in that series by looking at the idea of unity within the Christian church. And there's power when you and I come together in a unified spirit. And our foundational passage is Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. And I want to encourage you, it's on the back of your worship bulletin tonight, but I really want to encourage you to read that on your own time, as I'm sure you have, many of you have already. And I want to encourage you to do that so that you understand a little bit of what's happening in this message here tonight on unity. Let me pray with you before we begin. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. We thank you for our time together in worship.
给我们这段时间，我们能够来到你的面前。
And God, I just fully expect that you will speak into our hearts and our minds wherever we might be in our spiritual journey tonight.
主，不论我们在我们属灵的生命在什么样的阶段，我们都知道你会对我们来说话。
And so God, we pray for your anointing upon my lips and upon our ears and our heart and our mind as we break open the bread of life tonight.
主，请你就告我的嘴，也告我们所有弟兄姐妹，我们的心，我们的耳朵。
In your name we pray, amen.
我们奉主的名祷告， amen.
Very good. The number one reason most Christian ministries fail isn't due to persecution, political turmoil, environmental hazards, or the lack of funds.
我们知道很多基督教的他们一些施工，他们都会失败。不是因为迫害，也不是因为一些政治的动荡，也不是因为环境的艰难，也不是因为财务的缺乏。
The number one reason why Christian ministries fail is because they fail to get along with other believers.
那他真正的原因之所以他们会失败，是因为他们会员之间、同工之间没有办法很好的一起同工。
And tonight I want to talk to us just for a few minutes. It's probably a little bit more of a devotional thought tonight, since I've had fairly limited time this week to prepare.
今天晚上我们来花一点时间来看看这样的一个主题。
But I want to talk to us about unity, and I want to talk to us about what it means and how if we apply it to our church and our lives, it can be very powerful.
我们今天晚上我们一起来看看这个合一这样一个主题。我们想看看它到底能够怎样的运用在我们的教会，合一怎么样能够带来能力。
We first have to ask, what is unity and what does it mean?
我们先来问一个问题，合一是什么？它代表什么样的含义？
Simply, unity means that we recognize the value of diversity within the church.
我们知道合一其实它代表的就是我们来认知在教会当中我们有多样性的价值。
We come from different backgrounds, we have different life experiences, different family makeups.
我们都是从不同的背景而来，我们的生活有不同的经历，我们有不同的家庭的成员。
But within that, we can be a unified congregation.
但是尽管我们有不同的背景，但是我们还是可以是一个合一的团体。
That celebrates the value of diversity.
我们可以一起来拥抱，来庆祝我们多样性的这样的一个价值。
Unity also means, when we look at it from a church perspective, it means that if we're going to accomplish anything for Christ, you and I have to stand together.
从另外一个角度来说，这个合一也表征着在我们的教会当中，我们想要取得任何的成绩，我们必须要同心协力在一起。
We have to be our own support system. The world is not going to be our support system. The world hates Christians, mostly.
我们必须在我们自己的内部能够找到我们的互相的扶持。我们不能从这个世界上得到，因为这个世界其实憎恶我们。
But we have to support and strengthen one another.
我们需要互相的扶持，来互相的补足。
And so tonight I want to talk to you about why the early believers were unified. And hey, that was different. I want to talk to you about why the early believers were unified and share three quick thoughts with you this evening.
我们今天晚上我们想看看在早期教会的时候，他们教会为什么是一个合一的教会。那今天晚上我们来分享的话，主要从三个方面来分享。
First of all, the early believers were unified because they were driven by their mission.
第一个，他们之所以是合一的教会，因为他们都有共同的这样的一个大的这样的一个使命。
The mission was the key objective and the directive about who the church was going to reach and what they desired to accomplish.
那这样的一个使命，它就是一个教会他们所需要达成的一个这样的目标和他们所需要能够去接触到的这样的人群。
A mission provides long-term direction and stability for the church.
这样的一个目标也给教会提供一个长远的一个目标，能够让教会有稳定性。
And it declares the church's core biblical values.
这样的一个使命也代表了教会的属灵的这样的一个价值。
And the mission captures the heart of a church's ministry.
它也表征了教会的事工的核心。
And when we look at the biblical story of the early church, we can find that their mission had already been given to them in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16, and Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
我们可以看到，在早期的教会，其实这样的使命已经给了他们，在马太福音的28章和这个使徒行传的第一章。
Listen to Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
在马太福音的第28章第16节有这样说到，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
Verse 17, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
And then verse 18, then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
第十八节，耶稣近前来对他们说， 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Verse 19 is perhaps the most familiar to us. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
第十九节可能是我们大家都最熟悉的。第十九节说到，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And verse 20, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely, Jesus says, I am with you always to the very end of the age.
第二十节，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And then Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says this. We're talking about the mission and the directives that had already been given to the early church people.
这个使徒行传的第一章的第八节提到，在当时他们大的使命已经交给了他们手中。
Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
使徒行传第一章第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，做我见证。
The early believers had this simple mission, this simple cause that unified them right from the very beginning.
早期的教会的门徒们，他们有这样的大的使命，把他们联系在一起。
And it's this same simple mission, this same simple cause that can unify your church and my church and all of our churches together.
同样，我们现在可以有同样的使命，能够让你的教会、我们教会、我们大家的教会都能够一起的合一。
Our motive and our reason leads us to this objective unity.
我们的动机和我们所有的这些原因都能够让我们带来我们的合一。
And our objective is given here by Jesus himself to go into the world and to make disciples. And friends, that is the Great Commission.
我们知道我们耶稣给了我们一个大的使命，就是我们到世界的地极去，使万人都成为他的门徒。
The second area of unity for the early church was that they had not only a great mission, but they had a great vision.
那第二条的话，他们不单是有这样一个大的使命在他们心中，他们同时也有一个伟大的意向。
The mission was that thing behind them that gave them power and responsibility and excitement.
那使命是在他们的身后，给他们有动力，给他们有能力。
And the vision was that thing that was out there in front of them that they just had to participate with.
那意向呢，是在他们的前方，是他们愿意要投入的。
Proverbs 29:18 says this: Where there is no vision, the people will perish.
在箴言的第二十九章有这样说到：没有意向，民就放肆。
And when we look at the early church believers, and when we look at our time here in America and around the world in today's time and cultures, wherever it might be, we need to know that a vision.Is something that is given by God.
我们不论是看早期教会的情况，或者是看我们现在当今的教会，不论在美国或在其他的地方，我们知道意向都是从神那里而来。
And a vision creates enthusiasm and energy about the future of the church.
那意向的话可以给我们教会的大会众，我们带来有巨大的我们的热情，有巨大的能量。
It also captures and maximizes the special uniqueness about a church.
它也表征了，并且也放大了我们每一个教会我们的特殊性。
And the vision draws people in and calls them to commitment and involvement.
那这样的意向也吸引大家来到教会，也让大家能够投入到教会的各项的事工当中。
We can read in Acts chapter 2 where it says, When the day of Pentecost was fully come, when it had come,They were all in one accord and in one place.
我们知道在使徒行传的第二章第一节有提到，当五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一起。
They were driven by mission. They had this great vision. But here's an interesting thing that we need to take notice of tonight.
他们的背后有这样的一个使命，然后他们也受到这样的意向的激励。那我们今天我们可以来看看一个很有趣的现象。
all the people that had gathered in that one place were had different backgrounds and different life experiences.
其实在当时聚会的那些人，他们都有不同的背景。
They had different pursuits and different vocations.
他们可能有不同的职业。
Acts chapter 1:15 tells us that there were about 120 people present.
在行传的第二章有提到说，大概有120人。
Some were fishermen like Peter, James, and John.
有些人可能是渔夫，就像彼得和约翰一样。
Matthew had been a tax collector.
那马太的话呢，他是一个税吏。
Simon was in politics.
Simon 呢，他是一个政治方面的人物。
Jesus' brothers were present, and it's likely that they had been in the carpentry trade.
那我们知道耶稣的兄弟也在场。那他的也应该是一个木匠的职业。
All these people had those different backgrounds and they had different outlooks on life, and there was no reason for them to get together except for this great vision.
所有的这些人他们都有不同的背景，他们有从事不同的职业，好像看起来他们没有道理会一起在这里等待。
And this great vision was a common reason and motive for them to be together.
但是我们看到其实他们这样的有这样的一个共同的意向，有共同的使命，就是他们能够在一起等待的原因。
You have a vision as a church.
我们每一个教会我们都有我们自己的意向。
You have different pursuits, perhaps different vocations.
我们可能每一位弟兄姐妹有不同的职业，有不同的工作。
But you have a common reason and motive to be together.
但是我们每一位弟兄姐妹我们都有一个同样的一个原因，有同样的一个动力，我们来到一起。
And hopefully it's like that for every church.
我们希望每一个教会都是这样。
And in the life of the early believers, there was something deep down in each one of these people that kept them together for an extended period of time.
我们知道在早期教会，每一位当时在聚会那些弟兄姐妹，他们心中都有很深处都有一样的事情，能够让他们在那里长时间的等待。
They knew that Jesus had promised them something, and they were waiting and praying for it.
他们知道耶稣基督对他们有应许，所以他们在里等待，在里祷告。
They looked beyond themselves.
他们看到的是超乎了他们自己。
They had the power of a unified witness.
他们在一起可以做共同的这样的见证，他们有这样的能力。
Together they made a difference. Together they were more powerful.
当他们在一起的时候，他们就 与个人不同，他们有更强大的、更大的能力。
Here was a group of people who were different in many ways.
这样一群人，他们有很多在很多方面都完全不一样。
But now we find them in one accord, united in purpose, to see the fulfillment of the promises of God given to them.
但是我们看到他们有共同的这样的目标，他们在一起同心协力。来等待神所给他们赐下的应许。
And the church today has to be united in vision and purpose and direction.
我们现今的教会，我们应该要有合一的这样的意向，我们要有合一的这样的动力。
More than ever before.
其实比以前更加要如此。
And the moment we lose sight of the purpose that God has for His church, we'll begin to turn on each other.
当我们一旦我们离开了神给我们的同样的意向的时候，跟我们同样的目标的时候，我们就可以可能就会互相的有些攻击。
And disharmony will disrupt the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那不和谐的情况就会发生，我们就没有办法一起和谐，一起往前行。
Something struck me this afternoon as I was finalizing the message for us tonight.
今天下午在我准备今天晚上的这篇讲道的时候，有件事临到了我的身上，临到了我。
And I said it just a moment ago, but the early believers knew that Jesus had promised them something.
早期的教会那些弟兄姐妹，他们知道神有给他们有应许。
And what struck me was this next part. They were waiting, and they were praying for it.
那让我深深的感动的是他们等待，而且还在不停的祷告。
How many times do we simply wait and pray with expectation that God will fulfill His promises in our lives?
有多少时候我们真的是有安静的等待，有安静的等待神，有向神更深祷告，来等待神给我们的应许。
I believe there's power in that understanding that we need to make sure that prayer is a priority. I'm going to talk about that in a moment.
我们知道祷告是带着能力，我们知道我们祷告应该是放在第一位。
And that we wait with great expectation for God to reveal His vision for us.
我们在要安静的等待，我们要有心来等待神向我们显明他的旨意，他的意向。
The third way they were reunited was by keeping their strategy simple.
那第三个方面，他们在一起的等待，他们在一起有合一，然后他们也有很简单的这样策略。
And their strategy was to change the world.
他们的策略就是要改变这个世界。
It was the mission that Christ had given them. It was the vision that they hoped would be fulfilled.
这是神给他们的意向，给他们的大使命，也是他们想要实现的意向。
And they knew that in order for them to change their world, this strategy had to be very simple.
他们知道，如果他们要改变这样的改变世界，来实现这样的意向，他们的策略必须得非常的简单清晰。
And let me give you their strategy.
现在我们来看看他们当时的策略。
They realized that in order to change their world, they were going to have to grow spiritually.
他们知道，他们如果要能够改变这个世界，他们的属灵的生命必须要成长。
And we can find three ways in this passage in Acts chapter 2 of how they did exactly that.
我们在使徒行传第二章，我们可以看到他们有在三个方面有这样去做。
First, they took personal responsibility for their own spiritual growth.
第一，他们为自己的属灵的成长负责。
Verse 42 says they devoted themselves. They devoted. That was a choice. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
那在使徒行传的第二章第四十二节有提到说，他们有恒心遵守使徒的教训，他们是自己恒心的遵守。
They made a choice and they made it for their own lives.
他们为他们做出了这样的选择，为他们自己的生命做了这样的选择。
And at some point, each of us has to make sure that we take responsibility for our own spiritual growth.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们在我们生命当中的某一个时刻，我们都要为我们自己的属灵的生命的成长来负责。
If the only spiritual growth that we experience is by coming to church on a Sunday night for an hour, hour and a half,
如果我们的所谓的属灵的生命的成长只是每个星期来教会聚会一个小时、一个半小时的话，
we will plateau and eventually decline and die in our spiritual journey.
那我们的属灵生命就会这样达到一个顶峰，然后就会开始往下降落、坠落。
Each one of us has to take our own personal responsibility, no matter how young or how old we are, for our own spiritual growth.
不论我们是属于年长或者是年幼，我们每一位弟兄姐妹都要为我们自己的属灵的生命成长而负责。
The second way they grew spiritually was to meet together in large groups.
那第二个方面就是他们属灵的成长的时候，他们在一起有很多弟兄姐妹一起来聚会。
Verse 46 says, every day they met together in temple courts.
在第四十六节有这样提到他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里。
They went to church.
他们来到教会。
Hebrews 10:25 tells us to not forget the gathering of yourselves, as so many other people do.
在希伯来书里面提到说，我们不要忘记我们这样的教会聚会。
As the summer is approaching us, it's a little bit easier for us to neglect going to church.
我们知道，当夏天来到的时候，可能很多人就开始有些借口可以来不来教会。
And to gather together in these larger groups of people.
我们就不能，他们就也许就不来教会呢，不能和弟兄姐妹一起来聚会。
But if we're going to grow, we have to be a part of a community of faith like this.
但是如果我们属灵生命要成长的话，我们必须要成为属灵的大家庭中的一部分。
And then the third way that they grew spiritually was that they met together in small groups.
那我们看到他们成长的第三个方面，其实他们是在一个小组的聚会。
The last part of verse 46 says they broke bread in their homes.
在使徒行传第二章的第十六节的后半段说到他们在家中擘饼。
I believe, if I recall the information correctly, that you have some small groups that meet, and if you're not part of those, I really want to encourage you to get involved.
如果我记忆没有错的话，我们教会贵教会也有这样的小组的聚会。
Because that's where you're going to build some quality relationships with one another.
这样的小组聚会就是你可以和你的弟兄姐妹之间互相建立联系的好的机会。
They also kept their strategy simple by praying.
他们也让他们的策略非常的简单，来通过祷告。
You can find throughout this passage and throughout the New Testament about the responsibility that we have to continue praying.
我们可以从这段经文或者整个的这个圣经当中可以看到，我们每一位弟兄姐妹们都有这样的责任来为我们的来祷告。
And we need to make sure, just like the early church did, we need to make sure that prayer is a priority in our lives.
就正如早期教会所做的那样，我们应该来确保我们把祷告放在我们生命当中的首要的地位。
They also kept their strategy simple by doing life together.
那他们做的另外一项就是能够让他们一同的来生活。
Listen to these three verses.
我们来一起看看这样的三段的经文。
Verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship.
在使徒行传的第二章的第42节有这样提到。
Verse 44, they were together and they had everything in common.
在42节是说都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。44节也提到说信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
Verse 46, they met together and they broke bread in their homes.
在46节说他们聚集且在家中擘饼。
And in church circles, we often use the word fellowship to describe either a place like a fellowship hall downstairs or an event like an after church fellowship.
在教会的圈子当中，我们经常会使用到团契这样的一个词语，或者是用来表征一个地方，像我们这个团契的交易厅，或者是来表达一个活动，就像我们聚会之后的一些团契的生活。
But the meaning of fellowship is so much more than we oftentimes acknowledge.
但是我们知道，其实团契或者是交易这个词，它有更深的含义。
The Greek word here for fellowship is koinonia, which indicates there is something distinctive in the gatherings of the early believers.
那这个fellowship 这个词，它的希腊字是 koinonia， 它代表着就是。当时聚集的人，他们之间有共同的一个特质。
And their fellowship and their togetherness demonstrated a depth of community.
他们在这里的团契聚集和他们在一起的这样的生活，表示他们代表了他们的这个团体，这个团体的这个深度。
And it demonstrated a depth of belonging that was not seen or found anywhere else in all of Jerusalem.
也代表他们的这个互相的所属性是在耶路撒冷其他地方所不曾见到。
Their fellowship with one another was an extremely powerful force.
他们的团契是带着很大的能力。
And the reality is that every single one of us at some level has a deep need to be a part of fellowship or koinonia.
事实是我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们每一位朋友，其实我们在我们的内心深处都有需要成为团契的一部分的这样的一个需要。
God wired us that way.
神把这样的需要种在我们的心中。
And we're not wired to be isolated from a community of faith.
我们不是被造成一个独立的、完全孤立的人。
And they knew that if they were going to make some changes in the world around them, that they had to ensure that they were doing life together.
他们知道如果要能够改变周围的世界，他们必须要在一起有共同的生活。
Another way they kept their strategy simple was that they gave to other people.
那另外一个方面，他们让他们的策略很简单，就是他们有奉献他们的东西给别的，给其他需要的人。
Verse 45 says they sold their possessions and goods and they gave to anyone as they had need.
在45节也提到，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
I shared this with our congregation this morning, and I think I might share it with you as well.
今天早上的时候，我在我自己的教会有跟大家分享这段的话，现在我也来跟大家，你们来一起来分享。
What would happen if we as a church did exactly what verse 45 instructs us to do?
如果我们作为一个教会，我们 完完全全的按照第四十五节圣经所教的那样去做，那会发生什么样的情况呢？
What if we sold our possessions and goods and gave to anyone as they had need?
我们如果每一位人弟兄姐妹都把自己的田产家业都卖掉，然后照着个人所需的分给个人，会是怎么样的情形？
Or what if we brought in all the excess stuff, not just the junk that we no longer want, but the stuff that we don't need anymore?
那如果我们每一位把我们自己所不需的，而不是那些已经很破烂的东西带到教会来。
What if we brought that excess stuff in to church to bless other people?
我们把我们自己所多余的东西带到教会来分给有需要的弟兄姐妹。
What if we looked in our closets or our attics?
我们如果来看看我们自己的衣橱或者是我们的天花的阁楼。
Or our garages or storage units that we pay monthly fees to.
或者是我们的一些每个月都付钱的放我们杂物的一些储藏间。
And brought all of that in to give to anybody as they had need.
如果我们把这些多余的东西我们带到教会来分给有需要的人。
What if we gave more of our time to help those in need?
我们如果把我们多一些业余的时间来分出来给一些有需要的人。
What if we gave more of our talents?To help serve others inside and outside the church.
如果我们把我们的一些才情，我们能够拉出来，来服务我们教会内外有需要的弟兄朋友。
What if we took an honest look at our checking accounts and realized that most of what we spend our money on is oftentimes self-serving?
我们大家如果来看看我们自己的账户，我们可能也许可以看到我们很多的开支都是为了满足我们个人的需要。
What if we looked at our checking accounts and we said, God, I have an excess amount here, and I'm just going to give $100 or $1,000 to help people in need.
我们也许看到我们自己的账户的时候，我们可能也许会对神说，神啊，我们这里我这里有多余的100或者1000块钱，我愿意把这部分钱来给有需要的人。
What if we looked at this idea of giving to others as a commandment, and we decided to live this out?In true obedience to what God expects from us.
如果我们把我们多余的钱来个分给有需要的人，把这个看作是神给我们的一个的使命，来愿意通过这样的行动来活出主所要我们活的使命。
What if we gave until it hurt?
Gave to them.
What if we gave in an incredibly sacrificial way?
如果我们能够给出，我们可以大大的给予。
What would happen? That's what the early church did.
那会发生什么样的事情呢？其实这正是早期教会所做的。
They gave sacrificially to others.
他们给出了这样的自我牺牲的这样的给予。
And then they made sure that they praised God. Verse 47 says they were praising God.
他们也在赞美神，在这个第二章的第四十七节也提到他们有赞美神。
We know that Scripture tells us that God inhabits the praises of His people.
我们在圣经中我们知道说神他是喜悦我们的赞美。
And praise is an act of our worship to God.
这样的赞美是我们对神的这样的一个敬拜。
That was part of their strategy to change the world was to praise God.
来赞美神是他们来改变这个世界的这样的一个策略。
Because they knew that when they praised God, that people would take notice.
他们知道当他们赞美神的时候世界上的人就会注意到。
It's the same idea as if we started a fire out in the parking lot today. People would slow down as they're going by and people would take notice of that fire in the parking lot.
同样的就好比我们在我们的停车场如果我们今天生一团火的话我们周围经过的车辆就会停出来他会就看到我们这里有这样的火。
When we praise God and there's a fire in our spirit, when there's a fire in our church,When there's praises going up, people are going to respond and come and watch.
当我们开始敬拜神的时候，在我们的教会当中，在我们的心中，好像就有这样一团火。当周围的人经过的时候，他们就能够看到我们心中有这样热火。
And participate.
然后就他们会愿意来参与。
With the movement of the Holy Spirit.
来参与到圣灵所给我们带来的这样的前进当中。
And in our desire to change our world, other people will be changed.
所以我们有这样的愿望要能改变世界我们也能够改变周围的人
There's one more piece of their strategy that I'm just trying to figure out the right words there that they kept at the forefront of their mission and vision.
他们这个要策略当中还有一个第六项，就是他们把他们的这个意向和他们的使命都放在最前。
They share their faith.
他们和周围的弟兄姐妹和别的人一起来分享他们的信心。
Verse 47 says, "And they had favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved."
在第二章四十七节有提到说，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And when we're sharing our faith, I think there's just a simple little formula. I may have shared this with you before, but we need to make sure that we're investing in relationships.
我想说，和大家一起来分享我们的信心和分享我们的信仰，有这样的一个公式。我以前也许也跟大家一起探讨过。那第一项的话，就是要在我们的人和人之间的关系上，我们要花功夫。
If we look at the example of Jesus in Scripture, he invested in relationships with people who are far away from God.
我们看到在圣经当中，耶稣他就为我们做了榜样，他花了很多的时间和精力与一些即使还远离神的人在一起。
And we need to do the same.
我们也要做同样的事情。
We also need to initiate spiritual conversations.
我们也需要和周围的人来开始一些属灵的交流。
Again, this is exactly what Jesus did. Jesus initiated spiritual conversations with people who were far away from God.
这也是神耶稣基督他所做的，他和还不认识神的人，远离神的人来开始属灵的这样的讨论。
And then we need to make sure that we inspire others by telling our story about how we came into a relationship with Christ.
我们也应该来互相的来激励每一位我们周围的弟兄姐妹，来告诉他们我们每一个人信主的这样的故事。
And then we need to invite them into community and include them in the life of the church.
我们也需要把周围的人能够带到我们的社区，带到我们的教会当中。
And God wants us to be united, and if we're going to be a dangerous church to the world.
神愿意我们是合一的，如果我们要成为一个充满活力、有能力的这样的教会。
The world needs to see us as a group of people who are united.
那这个世界就必须要看到我们教会是一个合一的教会。
With one mission.
我们有一样的意向，一样的使命。
With one vision.
有一样的一个意向。
And one strategy.
我们有一样的一个策略。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for the simplicity of Scripture.
主啊，我们为着我们经文的一些清晰明白的地方，我们献上感谢。
God, we thank you for how it speaks into our heart and our mind.
我们也感谢你这样的经文，好像直接在对我们的心灵来说话。
We thank you for the power that it is.
主，我们也为着这经文所带来的能力，我们献上感谢。
And God, I pray that the words that we have listened to tonight and read would drive us and lead us to changing the world around us.
主，我们也愿意我们今天晚上我们所查考所分享的话语能够激励我们每一位弟兄姐妹能够来改变我们的周围的世界。
I pray, God, that we would be a church that is united.
主，我们也祷告愿我们的教会是一个合一的教会。
And that impacts our Fishkill and Wappingers and Poughkeepsie and Beacon communities.
我们可以一起来影响我们周围的社区，不论是Fishkill 或者是 Poughkeepsie， 我们能够一起来影响。
Lord, I pray for a special anointing upon this new church.
主，我们也为着我们这个新的教会，求你真的是来献上你的，我们愿意你来真的是领导我们来膏我们。
As they are united with mission and vision and strategy.
愿我们的教会在使命上，在我们的意向上，我们在我们的策略上，我们都有合一。
And God, I pray that you would bless them beyond anything that they could possibly dream of.
主也求你来大大的祝福他们，祝福超过他们所能够想象。
In your name we pray.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.